It's an absolutely brilliant one. This is a tough place to come to. It was a scrappy game. We had the better opportunities in the game, but just really delighted. It was a professional performance, and I think Colley Whelan got the touch on the, did he?
Yeah.
So brilliant. 2.5 years, 2 years, 5 months since his last start, someone told me. So,
Rory, can I just ask you then, given your earlier answer, are you the one who's going to tell Danny Mullen that you're taking the goal off him and giving it to Colley Whelan?
I am. Colley hasn't scored for a long time. It's been an absolute severe roller coaster, not even a roller coaster. It's been so tough on Colley Whelan, and what he's had to put up with the last couple of years, and he showed real strength of character. And he's persevered and he's stuck at it, and he gets a start tonight, and I'll take it off Danny.
Well, you could see tonight just how much work Colley Whelan has put in, because it was reflected on the pitch. He was absolutely terrier-like up there up front.
Aye, and to be honest, at the 60-minute mark, he was busted, and you would expect that, given the way that he plays. And I thought Danny Mullen was excellent, and I thought everyone just really, it was a real workmanlike performance. And as I said, really proud of the players, and we go up the road, we 3 valuable points, and we have a couple of big weeks coming up.
You really do. And I know you're just finished here tonight, but really, as you say, the St. Patrick's game next Friday night is really one of the biggest in your career and in Derry City's history.
Aye, absolutely. It's a absolutely massive game. Obviously, we're down bodies here tonight, which is disappointing. But listen, we'll keep going. We'll keep fighting, and we've an opportunity to do something special. And listen, we just have to focus on some Pats. We'll get in Sunday morning and start recovering and preparing for Pats. It's, as you said, it's a huge game in the history of the football club. But it's a game of football, and one that we can win, because we've beat them 4 times this season already. And I'm absolutely heartbroken, particularly for the people, the likes of Jimmy Fisher and all those people, Maxie's family, all the people, John Murphy, just I'm Eilish, and they all, like all those people, the brilliant supporters that they have only 5 years ago lost the treble on penalties, and so I'm devastated. I'm still good friends with Boyle, John Mountney, Robbie Benson, Daryl Horgan. John Mountney, was heart was broken there at full time, and the amount of sweat and blood that he's given this club over the, I'm heartbroken for the club, and I think and I hope that they bounce back at the first time of asking.